USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after online sales hit a record of $5.1 billion on Thanksgiving Day, some folks did head to brick-and-mortar stores for the Black Friday tradition, and this man who went to a store in National Harbor in Maryland just outside D.C. says it is a tradition.
Americans, we love to consume. After yesterday, we consumed all the food, and now we're here for the deals.
Starting Monday, the U.S. will restrict air travel from South Africa and seven other African nations over concerns of a new COVID variant, which recently was first detected in that region. Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has died at 91. Among his many musicals, West Side Story. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A Black Friday shooting at a shopping center in Durham, North Carolina, leaves three people wounded, including a child. Authorities say the shooting grew out of a dispute between two groups of people that knew each other. Two adults and the 10-year-old child are all expected to recover. The child was hit by a bullet that ricocheted, according to police. A Christmas tree shortage continues to be felt nationwide.
It's not going to be like it was in years past.
Ed Gallo owns Gallo Family Christmas Trees in Tampa, Florida. He tells Fox News Live bigger Christmas trees have been hard to come by.
We opened up last Friday, and the bigger ones were gone early.
The National Christmas Tree Association saying it expects steady price increases over the next few years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street tanking in a shortened trading day Friday as those COVID variant fears took hold. The Dow lost 905 points. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
As the U.S. and several other nations consider boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics in China because of human rights violations in that host nation, while many are also concerned with the disappearance of Chinese tennis star Peng Shui. She's accused a Chinese Communist Party official of sexual assault and hasn't been publicly seen for sure, except as shown in a very brief video call with the Olympics chief since. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Kudlow on the Fox Business Network said it's to be expected when dealing with China.
This is what the Chinese Communist Party does. If you have kind of gotten under their skin, then what are they going to do? They're going to shame you. They're going to try to publicly embarrass you. They are going to ban you. They're going to sanction you.
And CBS reporting the Thanksgiving Day football game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys was watched by, well, a ton of fans. So many, in fact, CBS says it believes it was the most watched regular season game on any network since back in 1990, an estimated 38.5 million viewers tuning in to watch the Raiders beat the Cowboys in overtime. And the network added the game was the most streamed regular season contest ever on the Paramount Plus streaming service. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.